MGTOW Man, welcome back. So I got a fun one to look at today, and I hope the right message is delivered through this. I really hate it when I get a good topic and I don't deliver it fully. I don't know, whatever. Today's topic was fueled by correspondence that I received recently, and he was bringing up this concept of manning up. We know this concept, and just the general conversation about what that means, how a man is lauded for establishing a strong career, continuing on that path, creating rapport, doing well, generating clout, whatever comes with it. So obviously you do not hear woman up. That's not a thing. That's not a colloquialism. Women are working tons of jobs in all fields these days. If they're not working in certain fields like engineering in Sweden, I believe, as Jordan Peterson referenced in his Kathy Newman interview, they're doing so because they don't have an interest in pursuing those careers. Not because there's not opportunity. Not because it's not funded. Not because it's not encouraged. Women are now in charge of at least 50% of management and professional positions, according to an article that I was reading and referencing, so I'll link that. But before I get going with this, I'm not saying that women shouldn't be in the workforce. No gripings with it. Today, I'm focusing once again on what hypergamy continually tells us. This is another episode of hypergamy information, lessons, whatever. It's another element of that. So it's a pillar of a man's education in MGTOW. It's not the meat of what he does as a MGTOW man. It has nothing to do with the majority of life, the time and energy as a pursuer of freedom too, but it informs the man and reminds you once again, hypergamy never had a finish line. Hypergamy does not sleep. Anyone telling you that a man's value according to society and according to the sexual marketplace isn't in his work is in fact lying to you, or that person is very, very naive, because no matter what, it will be, and it will always be, if you choose to play that game. Men, you can hunt, you can build, you can't hunt, you can't build, you can't fight, you can't live. You get kicked out. You get exiled. Same rules apply in the modern world. It's just more abstract. More jobs are being taken by robots. They are automated. Cost of living expenses are rising. Men are dependent on others for income, not their own ability just to subsist. And overall, there's just more uncertainty than there ever has been. Even in the 80s. So if you want to play the game, if you want to run the marathon against Breifalt's law and hypergamy, be my guest. Actually, be a ghost. So what is a status leakage? Status leakage is in the Oscar curse. So let's read this email that I got. I'm going to outline a couple things based on it. Ever noticed the term man up? Ever heard the term woman up? No. Why not? Because a woman's sole responsibility in society is to bear children. Everything else is icing on the cake. Society believes that it is to be a man's responsibility to do everything else. It's more abstract. Think about it. Yet if he has sex with her and she gets pregnant, it's man up time. Guys only want one thing, in quotes, sex, but never females, in quotes, only want the result of that, children. When girls take on male aspects like being physically strong, working, having their own career, this is lauded, but boys are heavily discouraged from taking on female aspects like homemaking. If not by society, then certainly by biology. His partner will like it at first, but she will soon tire of not being in a standard situation, the one that nature demands and society also pressures. Why would society pressure it? Well, must have some connection to nature, right, going on. And if the situation persists, she will likely leave him for a more dominant male. Interesting. So this got my brain thinking. What are the divorce rates if the woman in the marriage earns more than the man? I had heard before the divorce rates rise along with the feelings of insecurity towards the marriage in this instance, and the anxiety and dissatisfaction in regards to the marriage also rises. I had also heard, but you know, I just needed to scratch this MGTOW itch and look it up a bit, that the divorce rates were going to go higher. Although I might have just mentioned that, I found a couple of articles, one in the Harvard Business Review and the other in the Miami Herald. The headlines were, and both of these were written last year, "Wife the Breadwinner? You're more likely to get divorced unless husbands do this." Second one, "Does a woman's high status career hurt her marriage? Not if her husband does the laundry." So the Miami Herald begins with the lead, "Women are the primary breadwinners in 38% of all heterosexual marriages, according to the 2009 figures with the Bureau of Labor Stats. Within couples that have both a man and a woman making money, women earn more than their husbands in 29%. The HBR study and article utilized a 9-item scale and had 209 participants in the study for what it is worth. Go look it up if you're interested. I won't bore you with the details. It goes on to reference what I'm bringing up from the Harvard Business Review article that I'm going to mention in a little bit. A study in the HBR published Tuesday showed that women, okay, this is key, who earn more than their husbands commonly suffer from a status leakage. It's a term for people believing their own status is elevated if they affiliate with others of high status, or their own status is lowered if they affiliate with others of lower status. It's like this massive halo effect that you bring into your marriage. So just think of this image. What is the situation that is likely going to have the marriage last at least a little bit longer? I'll bring up two hypothetical situations. The first one features the lawyer. He's making well over six figures. He's bringing in the bacon. He's got high status within society. He has a job that's considered important. He has a job that's considered, oh, that's an actual real job. And he's acquired high sexual marketplace and a high sexual marketplace female. So they get married. She worked for the first few years of dating, you know, helped them get through law school, you know, serving as, let's say, high-paying waitress, then as a substitute, then as elementary school teacher. She worked about 8 years. She made okay money, nothing terribly big, but far less than he did. He hangs out with the bigwigs at the law firm eventually. Now he's got money coming in, takes her out to fancy dinners. They paid off the debt. They've got a nice home now, got a nice couple cars. They got a Range Rover, fancy events in the city and so forth. He acquires a social group of very high-up professionals. The marriage right here, according to these statistics and according to what we know about Brie Fault's law and what we know about hypergamy vampires, has a better chance of lasting. It's just the way it is. I'm not being discriminatory about anything because he continues to have apparent value. It just comes back to if this man can hunt, if this man has broad shoulders, if this man can lift. The things that end a marriage, well, that could be an endless list, but let's move on to the other scenario, which is basically just a role reversal. Let's say she's the lawyer. She works at the law firm that's in Miami. It's going off the newspaper publication here. Might as well continue with it. And she gets very well connected. She's doing well. She's building her resume, and that doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. She works primarily with other men and goes to work parties, dinner parties with work, work outings, and is just generally surrounded by men who have high status on the sexual marketplace meter. Higher than her husband. Okay. And that meter values resources, societal leverage, and skills that generate status. Physical aspects are probably tertiary. She is like, man, these guys like me. Why did I marry John? He's working at UPS right now. I mean, he's nice and he does work at home when he can and is going back to get his MBA to further his business and help provide for our daughter. But, you know, he just was a surfer dude for too long. Imagine life as if I was one of the partners with one of the partners at the law firm. Okay, the clout is available. The options are seemingly available. And what emerges? Resentment. Resentment is the key in deteriorating these relationships. And it's rife. Okay, instinctually, she is going to find him less attractive. It's just the way it is. That's how it goes. Because attraction towards a man is primarily generated by her image of what the aptitude for providing for offspring is and the impending respect that he may or may not receive by society once the child is brought into the world. Okay, if she has any bit of doubt or any bit of resentment because he's not going to be able to do either of those things once the baby is brought into the world, poof, the attraction's gone. And literally, Spaceballs ludicrous speed. I mean, it completely vanishes. Hypergamy doesn't have a finish line, and hypergamy can crop up and respawn anywhere. So in this second situation, we see divorce rates rise, and we see marital dissatisfaction aggregate as well. We see men are more likely to cheat in these situations, which is likely fueled by the fact that he can sense that he is either not going to receive any sexual attraction from her due to the newly created lack of interest, or by the fact that he instinctively understands that his options are now narrowing, as women have always been the gatekeepers of the sexual marketplace. And on the other hand, women are more likely to have high anxiety despite their earnings. They're more likely to take antidepressants in these situations. It indicates something's wrong. Women will always think that their status at their job is in danger because of the status the husband lacks. It's weird. Let's think of Beyonce. Okay, if Jay-Z wasn't the king of hip-hop in the R&B world of the modern era, along with guys like Kanye, being the influences they are, there would be a horde, millions, I kid you not, of fans that would usher her out of that marriage, Beyonce. They'd say, you need to get a better man. This already happens. And Jay-Z just became the president of Puma Basketball, for what it's worth, the other day. Okay, the only way to have that trend stymied is you literally have to be a mogul. It's not that men are insecure now. It's that men have to be reasonable about this. Things have changed. Hypergamy does not sleep. Okay, this is the result of a status leakage. Another study done stated that when women were the primary breadwinners, chances that the couple said they were in a happy marriage fell 6 percentage points. Also, the study is available, 44 pages of info. I'll link it somewhere if I remember. So thank goodness we have a very calculated and intellectual response to help remedy this issue. They give us the solution. Oh, this is great. If married couples see themselves as partners in both income and housework, not limiting themselves to society's constructed gender roles, it eases marriage anxiety and makes for happier relationships. Oh, God bless. So you mean to tell me hypergamy is societal? Oh, okay, that makes sense. Hypergamy is just a product of the modern world, nothing more. It's only been going on for centuries, but it's a product of the modern world. No, it's been injected with steroids. They also said, when wives felt that their husbands provided them with high levels of instrumental support, such as helping with domestic responsibilities or child or elder care, holding higher status positions than their husbands was not associated with marital instability. This was not the case if their partner simply provided emotional support, suggesting that it is the tangible support that husbands provide to higher job status wives that matters more. We suspect that providing this type of tangible support not only allows wives to focus on their careers, but also denotes respect. Actually, what if I told you that hypergamy is biological and it's going through a very rampant mutation caused by the steroidal hypergamy injections of the world? I feel like the cheesy ESPN 30 for 30 advertisements. What if I told you? Anyway, this is why men go MGTOW. They're realizing the lie that love is love and that clout is something that shallow people only want. Okay, no. Honestly, everyone wants a bite out of that suicide door Lambo clout. It's just that now everyone thinks everywhere that they can get it. And the values in the sexual marketplace have plummeted to an all-time low. We are in a time of inflation. Okay, let's talk about the Oscar curse. So I mentioned this earlier. Let me just close this loop really quickly. What is the Oscar curse, as they call it? I've never heard of this before, but according to this article in the HBR, this is actually a thing. The article in the HBR, while women who win the Academy Award for Best Actress are celebrated for reaching a pinnacle of their career achievement, several of them also share another distinction, divorce, known as the Oscar curse. Best Actress Award recipients are more likely to file for divorce than their nominated counterparts for Best Actor winners. Sandra Bullock, Julie Andrews, Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Halle Berry, Emma Thompson, and Kate Winslet all share this experience. It's almost funny that this is a thing, and I'm okay with this because I'm not involved and don't want to be involved. I'm okay with this, and when you're MGTOW, you can let these things go the way of nature and now steroided nature. And you can just enjoy your career. You can take risks, you can lose jobs, you can get jobs, you can take jobs, you can leave jobs, you can have different incomes, and just be creative, risk-taking maniac that makes a true impact and a difference in the field that you're working in. So if you're thinking about hypergamy vampires, do you think that you're going to stick your neck out and try something new? Probably not. I want to be able to roll dice. Say, women have their jobs, they can work. I'm fine with this once again. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the reality of the actual expectations on a man because society has lied about that. Society says that it's not about your status. Society says, this is not where we value you. Go be a stay-at-home dad. Okay, I'm also talking about this because I'm going back to these emails. No matter what message that society wants to say that men and women are the same and society sees them the same way, no, society does not see them the same way. Society doesn't see men that way, and they never will. So let's just get it. Let's go. Because when society says this and simps believe it, simp goes back for marriage number two, and he finds himself divorce number two. Get the thought out of your head. Okay, a MGTOW man is actually able to attain the utopian view of himself because he's not relying on society to define it. So when you enter into the system, you get some vain joys, but you also enter into the matrix view of how a man is valued, not your own view. I want my own view, not one decided by other people. So create your own focus, create your own locus of control over your own value, and paint your life canvas and build your life resume. I hope this leads you to that belief. Got going a little heated today. This is an interesting topic. So check out the links to the articles. You can hit me up at sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecity. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.